AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. And at 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly segment with Stamford High School's online newspaper, The Roundtable. They'll be joining us at 8:21 this morning with that report. WGCH two-sitter time is 7:51, and the second Thursday of each month reserved for State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, who joins me now. Good morning, Representative Meskers. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Doing well. And, well, first, congratulations, a resounding victory in the RTM. I think I didn't get the final numbers, but you were the top vote-getter in your district, were you not?
Yeah, I think, Tony, I was very surprised. I was the top vote-getter in my district, and I think that works out to be the top vote-getter in all 12 districts, which I didn't realize. One of my friends called me up to tease me on it, so I was very pleased.
All right, because I know you got a little bit of heat for serving both hats at the same time, but I guess the voters thought it was okay. All right.
Well, you know, it's a perfect segue because it gives me insights into town operations, Department of Public Works, and it kind of connects me into the town's needs up in Hartford. So hopefully, maybe a little more responsibility to bring home some positive results out of Hartford versus just paying our taxes up there. So it gives me both hats, so I like it.
All right. We'll talk first about a situation with the Greenwich Community Sailing. A release came in that they have unexpectedly closed. It looks like a rent dispute with the town. Tell us what's going on there, and is there a resolution?
Yeah, I had a long talk with Fred. I know Joe Siciliano's working on it. I believe we're close to a solution, hopefully, and I don't know this, hopefully with Greenwich Community Sailing. But the issue is, in some aspects, the rent. I mean, the operations were decimated with COVID, obviously, but it's a beloved facility. There's about 1,000 kids who go through the sailing program during the course of the summer. And there's a number of neighbors and residents of town children have worked there in the sailing program. The problem is basically, you know, you've got a rental agreement with, and I think it's one of the few operations apart from, I guess, the food services at the beach. Virtually everything that's run on our public facilities or where our public facilities are used are with nonprofits. So the issue here is we have a commercial operation, so it has to go out to a competitive bid. We've got to figure out you know, which number of groups would do it. I think last year we renegotiated the lease. You know, technically there was nothing going on, but it was subsequent to putting out a bid. So it's hard to say whether other people would have bid on the contract because it was reduced. So I think the town is doing a great job. It's a little bit hard to negotiate. My phone rang off the hook on some communications about whether or not Greenwich Community Sailing was coming back. The residents are very much in favor of them particularly, but more importantly of that sailing program being available to our community residents. So I'm pretty sure the town is negotiating good faith. I'm hopeful that it's either with them or an alternative vendor and we get this program up and running again because it's a tremendous resource for the town.
Now, is the program would the program under most circumstances be active this time of year as we are into the colder months? You think sailing? You think summertime?
Well, that's the problem with the business model that I see, and it's not an attack on Greenwich Community Sailing, but a lot of these programs, and you'll see it even on a lot of private programs, they sell all of their inventory at the end of the season. So, if you go up to a lot of these places that rent paddle boards and surfboards and kayaks and different sailing stuff, they liquidate a large portion of the inventory through sale at the end of the season. So they basically have pretty new product every time you go into rent. So you need to tie up the lease agreements earlier than later because there's a supply chain nightmare in the United States. So if we're hoping to get someone to commit to have 30 boats or whatever, however many boats you have at Greenwich Point, they need to have a lead time to order them to get the inventory through the supply chain so that when people show up in, you know, April, May, or June, there are boats to rent. So you've got to get the commitment both ways. And I'm assuming that even for a new vendor, they would have to get an inventory of boats if they commit to open a program at Greenwich Point. Whoever does it has to have 20, 30, 40 boats available.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, want to talk next tax issues?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, whether actually it's a combination tax and revenue stream. It looks like my most recent report from the state on the back of a number of federal grants as well that we are continuing to hit it out of the hit the ball out of the park in terms of the revenue stream. We're well in excess of our expectations. Now, a lot of it is one-time issues with grants from the state, but I'm hoping that's going to provide us with the wherewithal to do something in the way of further payment, pay downs of the debt, the pension debt. We paid down, I think, $1.5 billion this year, or $1.6. That's worth about $150 million every year in savings in our budget, which eases our financial pressure, should keep our tax rates flat to going lower, hopefully, in the future. So I'm hoping to see that money get directed, the excess, either to the pension pay down, or there's another looming problem because of the unemployment situation and the unemployment fund. And I don't want to see those assessments to companies and to individuals who work raised to fill the fund. So I'm hoping maybe we can divert some of the money that comes in to paying down some of the unemployment fund, the unfunded liability there, so that payroll taxes don't have to go up or the supplemental unemployment insurance. I'm, to be honest, I'm a little lost as to which line item it hits in your paycheck, but I'd like to see the businesses get a little bit of relief and the workers get a little relief in the unemployment fund.
All right, Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks very much for your time this morning. Next time we'll talk about the upcoming session. So
great.
Enjoy.
Looking forward to it.
Have
Thank
a good day.
You, Tony. You too, bye-bye.
State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us on the second Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time, it will be State Senator Ryan Fazio. WGCH News Center Time, 7:58. Traffic and weather together next.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for